Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Thursday morning with a Morning Scramble. We have a new introduction. I'm very excited for that.
Yes, take a bow. Take a bow.
I didn't do it. It's, Crimson Fuzz and some behind the scenes elf magic here in the building.
Well done,
Sounds
Crimson
great.
Fuzz.
Once again, you're kicking off your morning with a dense fog advisory. This time, we're on the northern edge of it. Remember yesterday?
Yeah, we were on the bottom.
Yeah, so this would be
the bottom
for
south.
This would be for Linn County South, which now would include all of Johnson County. That's going to go till 9 o'clock this morning, and then we got to at least talk about what Friday's setting up.
What are we in for? Because as we get closer, we get a little bit of a better picture.
Two rounds on the same day, Friday, of potential, what's the word I want to use here? Strong weather, not severe weather. Strong?
Strong weather?
Is that the right word? I mean, we're still in that category two on the 0 to 5 scale.
Okay.
Morning would be thunderstorms, right? So you got to deal with some lightning, maybe a little hail.
Okay.
And then the wind's going to pick up a little bit more. And that would be more like late Friday into Saturday morning. Anywhere from like 2 in the morning till 10 on tomorrow morning for that first round coming through.
Okay.
Everything's in a low percentage, but the fact that it's more than zero, that's why they're giving us all this information.
Okay.
So just be weather aware coming up Friday morning.
Which is
But I have no watches or warnings. It's just know that we could have our first, you know, not technically spring thunderstorm tomorrow.
It's just good to know, right? It's good to be aware. We were having this debate in the car yesterday because one kid is scared every time there's a storm even mentioned. It's like, well, you just have to know, right? Like, as you get ready and as you get on the bus to go to school, it might look a little different outside than
That's
it
all.
Has the last couple of days. Yeah.
We'll keep you up to date. We're here right alongside you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha back, Jack.
That's it. So we got a new intro and I just did the weather and...
What a day.
It feels like we're good to go.
All systems are
go. Yeah, we're firing on all cylinders.
And a woman in Canada was living the dream. She, since the age of 13, owned her own business.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
At 13, she would accompany her mom. They would go to like farmers markets and little fairs, and she'd set up her little stand, and she sold her own spices.
Cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. And now she's 22 years old and she is ready to take on the world. She just made a deal with a Canadian grocery store that she's going to have her products sold in their stores.
She's been doing this since 13?
Since age 13.
How, what'd you say? She's 20 what?
She's 22.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's taken the business from nothing. I'm just like making a little money on the side. She was raised by a single mom. So she wanted to buy a computer when she was 13.
Yeah.
So that's why she started the business.
I was wanting a moped license, and that was about the pinnacle of my 13-year-oldness.
Right?
Right?
Right? Yes.
Like, that was about it.
She's like, well, money was tight as a kid, so I just had this dream. I wanted this computer.
Wow.
So she started a business, and it's all being stopped.
Wait, what?
Well,
this was a 9-year dream.
This is a beautiful, beautiful story.
What do you mean it's being stopped?
Stopped. Well, her business is called Spice Girls.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed.
Oh, no.
Hey, she knew that this had a potential to be a problem because she changed the spelling of the name. S-P-Y?
Spice.
And girls with a Z.
I was going to ask if it was the punctuation or the vowel. Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. But the minute she wanted to take her company from just going to farmers markets to being sold in stores, that's when the Spice Girls lawyers got involved.
I can understand.
I do too. I'm like, that is such a great story.
Can't they
just
make her an honorary Spice Girl and then, or every time she's in the store, it's like, not affiliated with the Spice Girls. Like, just disclaimer it every single time.
Not that Spice Girl.
Yeah.
Her point is, like, obviously, I'm not a Spice Girl.
No.
Right? That's a musical group from the UK. I'm selling spices in Canada. But you are using
That's
the
their
same
name.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody kind of puts the two things together.
You had me so proud of her. And I'm
I
so
know.
Proud of her.
I'm
but
so proud.
But now, like, ah. Oh.
Well, she's going to change her name. She's going to tell us. She's going to reveal a brand new name for her business.
Okay.
But I'm like, if you can't Spice World, spice up your life. Like, they took everything, really.
Spicy Spice.
I think that might be one of the girls.
I lost count of how many names there were.
Baby Spice, Sporty Spice.
Don't stop,
scary
stop.
Spice. She can't do any of it.
Spice, Spice, Spice.
Yeah.
How about Nice Spices?
Nicey Spicy.
Nicey Spicy. I don't think we're helping.
No, this is not helping.
We're hindering her, unfortunately.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You cool with me hanging with your husband every Wednesday?
You know, it's fine.
I don't have a guys group. And this thing has developed over about the last 5 weeks.
A gentleman's club.
It's a gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a random player who comes along. But the core group is me.
There's always a rando.
Chad Taylor. Workday Playlist Chad Taylor. Your husband's been joining in.
Yeah.
Our friend Guy will come every once in a while. And then just because of Chad's connections, even though he's still kind of commuting between Altoona and here, he knows a ton of people.
Uh-huh.
So I got to the restaurant last night, and there's like a younger couple who I've met a couple times before. Uh-huh. And like their parents eventually showed up. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Great time. We were at Field Day in North Liberty. And I was just about ready to leave. It was just a little bit before 7. And there's a guy walking around. He's like, hey, we're playing music bingo.
Music bingo? What's music bingo?
Music bingo is instead of calling out numbers and letters, he plays clips of songs, and on your bingo card are the song titles.
Ooh.
So you have to put a chip down if you recognize the song, and then it's traditional bingo rules.
How is this the first time I've ever heard about
music
bingo?
I've never played music bingo before.
That's fun.
I loved it. I stayed for one. So one round is up to 4 bingos. Then they clear the cards, and then he does a whole new set of songs. So here is who is at the table. Me, Chad Taylor, 2 DJs.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Uh-huh.
And then this younger couple and their parents.
Okay.
That's a pretty robust, we have multi-generations.
We've got ears.
Multi-genres covered. So my question to you, there were 4 bingos in that first round. Do you think we got a bingo?
I would assume so.
With that, of
your table?
Level of talent at that table.
Well, it's not talent, though. It's bingo. It's chance.
That's true. And we did not.
Did not. I was like, there was no bragging when...
We played 8 cards among us.
Yeah.
And all of them were ready, all had 4 spots taken, just needed one song.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There was a false bingo. It's also fun to watch group dynamics when people play bingo and someone claims bingo and they're wrong. Then the room starts to turn against them.
No, you didn't play it.
And then they played another song, and in that same vicinity said bingo again, and everybody's like, are you right this time?
You're the liars.
Yes.
People will turn so fast.
We probably would have stayed a couple hours to play, but I had to get back home and go to bed. But music, it's a ton
but
of fun.
It's fun?
Yeah.
I need to.
Your husband's rattling off songs based on his running playlist. Does your husband run?
Run?
He said he runs.
Oh, outdoors?
Yeah.
I thought he was running for office or
something. No.
That would have been more.
Not his political announcements.
That would have made more sense to me than he has a running playlist.
He does.
Where is he running?
Do you have a treadmill?
We do, but it is not currently functioning.
I don't know.
What is
he got 2 songs. He's like, it's not my running playlist. So
I got to hear this playlist. What? Is he running from things?
I think it's his chase playlist. I'm being chased playlist.
He has a playlist for when he's officially.
Hold up, person with knife. I got to start my iPod.
Hang on. Let me put this to shuffle.
All right. Chase me.
He has a running playlist? Okay. Things I did not know. But my family, they continue to surprise me.
I'm also the guy who's always in charge of picking the restaurant. So I got to pick another one for next Wednesday. Maybe I'll find
good
more
luck music out bingo. Music bingo.
Music bingo is great.
I am continually surprised by the members of my family. I've been downplaying it this week because I don't know. Cora's in 4th grade, and sometimes she'll come home and be like, this is happening at school. I'm like, mm-hmm, sure it is. So when she told me that everybody in her classroom is dressing up like the characters from Stranger Things, I really didn't believe it.
Although, that doesn't seem like a school function.
It doesn't seem like an official school thing. But she has been continually talking about it. She would really like me to buy a costume for Stranger Things. And I was like, yeah, no, we'll see about next Halloween or something. You know, this doesn't seem like an officially sanctioned thing. But she keeps talking about it. It keeps building. Now she has a specific character that she's supposed to come dressed as.
Really?
She's supposed to be Holly from season, this last season of Stranger Things.
Okay.
And now she's trying to cosplay that for tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So she, last night, God bless her, she gets out the beads. She starts making her own necklace. You know, Holly has her Holly the Heroic little charm on her necklace. She's trying to find the right kind of beads that would look like Holly's necklace. She has a pair of purple pants.
Okay.
So I feel like we could do maybe Holly at the beginning when she had like the purple jumper on.
You mean the day the Demogorgon got her?
Yeah, that one.
All right. Looks like you got to have pigtails.
Pigtails. Thank you.
I kind of like the scout look that has a little bit of Red Riding Hood
to it. Okay, listen. We all love the scout look. Everybody would prefer.
I'm sorry. Purple pants is great. Purple. You're right.
Listen.
I'm okay with purple pants. That'll do. That'll do.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The second Iowan has been identified among those killed in that attack in Kuwait as a result of the conflict in Iran. 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola died Sunday when a drone hit a command center in Kuwait. The strike came one day after the U.S. and Israelis launched a military campaign against Iran. Since January, the Marion City Hall... Oh, it's a Marion story. Hold on.
Oh, yep. Hang on.
There we go.
There.
Since January, Marion City Hall has been under construction, prompting some shuffling of staffing in offices. And they've been on the second floor while they were working on the first floor. And then after this weekend, they're going to start working on the second floor, which means they got to move back down to the first floor.
Oh, man. Got to pack up your office again?
It's one thing when you rearranged your bedroom when you were 9.
Yeah.
This is a whole building.
Uh-huh.
So today and tomorrow are moving days.
Okay.
Limited services today. Tomorrow, Marion City Hall will be closed to walk-in traffic.
Good to know.
Yeah. So whatever your city plans are in Marion,
okay,
you might run into a bit of a challenge because a lot of people could just be... I hope somebody brought pizza.
Right.
Right? And got, like, your friend came over to help.
Somebody's got a truck, right?
Beginning March 16th, public meetings typically held in city council chambers are now back to the Marion City Hall where those meetings were typically held. And some Marion shorts. Stats for the first year of the Marion Ice Loop are out. You ready?
Stats.
5,515 total skaters.
Whoa.
4,792 skate rentals.
Wow.
Would you like to know how many hot chocolate / cappuccinos they sold?
They have that number?
2,297.
Woo.
So it looks like about half of the skaters had a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie sales, in my opinion, are too low.
Really?
We got to boost sales. Got to move these numbers, guys.
Come on, guys.
Only 467 cookies sold.
Well.
Or is it just cookie?
Was it a cookie the size of my head?
It just and says it was cookie. Like, see, I don't know.
And you know what? You might be getting into more like, I'm here for the athleticism.
True, yes. Among the true skaters.
So we need to up the untrue skaters.
So we either need the less true skaters or protein balls.
Or can we just go for cookies?
Why not?
Dude, you don't have
I
to
had
skate.
This idea.
Just go for cookies.
I don't know how easy it would be, but slice on ice, and it's a pizza party at the Loop. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
See if Zoe's or somebody wants to play with that.
Yeah.
Slice on ice.
Slice on ice.
Yeah, that kind of cool.
So you'd be skating with a piece of pizza hanging out of your mouth?
No.
I could see it.
Would I want to? Yes. Do I recommend it? No. Because then you're going to have pizza on the ground.
Yeah, true.
Right. And then someone might trip. But no, you have some tables set up.
But trip, but it's on the ice, you know? Like, you're going to fall.
You're going to fall anyway. Might as well do it with pizza in your mouth. Iowa City Some of the Arts does so much programming for downtown Iowa City. Two of the big ones that are free to the public are the Friday Night Concert Series and Drive-In Movies at the Hangar. We know that the Friday Night Concert Series actually is going to start a week earlier in Iowa City. That's on the Ped Mall. So the first performance will be May 8th, and that'll go all the way to September 25th.
Okay.
Those are free concerts, Friday nights, Ped Mall. Last time I saw one, it's usually right outside Graduate.
Okay.
And then they've got a rain location inside the Chauncey. Drive-in movies at the Hangar. That's also free. You show up about, 30 minutes after sunset is when the movie starts. You watch in your car. You bring lawn chairs or blankets.
It's a really cool experience.
It is. The lineup this year is diverse, ranging in ratings from PG to R.
Oh, my.
They're going to start with the James Gunn Superman on May 16th. That's okay. PG-13. Then they're going to show The Birdcage June 20th.
Wild?
Yes. That's an R. But I have a feeling it's like the version you see on the airplane, right?
Probably.
I think, I don't know.
Maybe,
I've not been.
Maybe not.
Then Galaxy Quest.
Fun family movie.
PG. And then Zootopia. Galaxy Quest, July 18th, and then August 15th is Zootopia 2, which is also a PG.
Okay.
So four free movies at the hangar with Summer of the Arts in Iowa City. That list came out yesterday, got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, we're actually in the Oscars month now. I felt like when they made the announcement of the nominations, like, it's forever away. We have all this time to watch all these movies. And now it's like, go, go, go. It's coming
crunch
up.
Time.
Sunday, March 15th on ABC. Conan O'Brien is your host once again. And they were trying to figure out how they pay tribute to the loss of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. He's somebody who had a huge impact on many iconic movies. So they wanted to have a nice moment. And I think that they have figured out exactly what they're going to do. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan starred together in When Harry Met Sally. Iconic, classic Rob Reiner movie. One of his most iconic movies.
I had that, or that's what she's having.
Yes.
That seemed a little more tender for the moment.
That fits this better. Iconic movie, right? And they're going to get Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan together once again. They're going to have a special moment. Billy's going to do all the talking, it says. Meg is going to be on stage.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Billy's going to be speaking on behalf of, hopefully, they're hoping to get a group of people who have starred in Rob Reiner movies.
Like, will she just be having a piece of apple pie?
And I'll have what she's having, right? I don't know what the plan is right
now.
I mean,
you get the Princess Bride group up there. American President, was that his?
That would be great.
Like, if you just said, we now pay tribute to all Spinal Tap, of course,
right,
to Rob Reiner, and then that curtain raises, and you just see a cast
like
of thousands.
Like, this cast and this cast and this cast. So, they're grouped. That'd be kind of nice.
That'd be great.
So, we'll see how they end up doing it. But right now, Billy Crystal, you're the speaker, and you speak on behalf of all these people who are not speaking, but stand with you. They also got Barbara Streisand. She's going to do the In Memoriam segment.
Oh, they did? Wow.
Yes, which is huge. In honor of Robert Redford, her co-star in The Way We Were. So that's going to be a very impactful moment as well.
Yes.
FX, big show, The Bear, may be coming to an end. Just got through season 4, and season 5 looks like could be the last, at least according to guest star on the series, Jamie Lee Curtis. She does a couple of episodes here and there within the entire run of the series. She just did an interview and she said, I think everybody understood that this was the last season of the show. If it isn't, I've completely blown it.
Oops.
Nobody has made any, on the creative team, has said anything about it being the end of the show, but that was her feeling.
I just, the way I watch these shows, I kind of feel like it's close to the end for me. I've just fallen out of love with it.
You're out of love with The Bear?
I don't even know where I'm at and what season I'm at. And I got to catch up.
I feel like season 3, you barreled through without me.
What's the one that you watched and you missed 4 episodes?
That was season 3 for
sure. Okay, then season 3 I've watched. I think I've watched 1 episode of season 4.
Okay, you got to get into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? That seems like in this world of streaming TV shows, about a 5 season run is good.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to go on past.
No, because then you carry stuff on way too long and then it just kind of, it loses its steam.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, this was a tough week for cat lovers because a lot of celebrities coming out saying, hey guys, I don't love cats. Dochi took to social media this week sharing her distaste for cats and people pushed back on her and she stood her ground. She said, at first, her first post was, people act like it's a crime to dislike cats when they genuinely aren't friendly animals. They don't want to be domestic. Just leave them alone. It's like not organic. I'm sorry. Be for real. It's rare that cats are immediately lovey without years of pain and work that you put in. Y'all be scratched and beat by your own animals. I just can't.
Amen, Dochi.
Amen. People were pushing back. One person said, like, I've got a little black cat. It acts like, whoa. It acts like a dog and it loves me. And Dochi replied, notice how you said it acted like a dog. Rest my case. You can't change her mind. Joining her in her hatred of cats,
yes,
is Hamnet star Jessie Buckley. She said when she first started dating her now husband, he had two cats. And she doesn't like cats. So as things got more serious, she gave him the ultimatum and said, it's
cats
me
or me?
The cats. And she won. He got rid of his two cats so they could get married and be together. People online do not love this story and are really pushing back. Maybe not the one you should have shared before you've got a brand new movie. She's in The Bride, that Frankenstein movie.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, yeah, not a popular opinion.
That's one of those that I think privately you have.
That's a dinner
dog
table.
Dog v. cat conversations. Never take it public.
Mm-mm.
Never take it public.
You're going to get pushback. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Hey, counselor.
Counselor. We always meet like this.
I feel like we're staring each other down at, like, we're outside the saloon.
Draw.
Draw.
We can't let something like a vegetable tear apart a beautiful evening in your home.
I don't want to say it ruined the dinner party because it was a birthday party, and we ended with a flight of desserts, which made everybody happy.
Oh, dear Lord.
But to start the meal, there was a debate at the new dining room table regarding celery as, I guess, a garnish or an ingredient in a traditional green lettuce salad. So you've got either, well, pick your flavor of salad, because you put in carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Adds a pop of color.
Yeah.
A radish or two.
Sure.
But as they were preparing it, the debate in their home, the two guys that brought our salad, they were on opposite ends of, is celery welcome to the green salad party? And then that turned into a major argument at our table as well.
Well, I'm shocked that this was even a debate because I'll take you back to many of fond memories. I remember making chef salads with my mom, one of those simple joys as a child, and like going to the crisper drawer and like, let's do this vegetable and this vegetable and this vegetable, mom. And we put them all together and they all came perfectly into a salad bowl.
I just want to, before we continue, what are your fondest childhood memories is making salad?
Let me be clear. I really liked hard boiled eggs.
Fair enough. Okay.
We'd get the slicer out and I would play it like a harp.
Yes. No, I did that too. Or the chopper.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I liked doing chopping.
Okay.
And
sorry,
I liked cutting the hard-boiled
eggs. Back to your nostalgia.
Oh, the days of a Saturday with a chef salad. Mother would put all of the vegetables together, and one of them was definitely celery, okay?
In the salad?
Celery on the salad, yes, with your carrots, with your radish. Celery is a very good-for-you vegetable. It is water-packed, but it also has a lot of, fiber and antioxidants. It's got vitamins that are really, really good for you. It's low calorie. And what it does is it just adds a delightful crunch to the salad. You might have a carrot that's maybe a little bit wilty. That lettuce might be just not as crisp as you want it to be. But that carrot, the celery is going to come through with that crunch. It's going to it's going to make an impact with the texture. Textures are always key in a salad. You want to have a lot of different textures to have a good salad. And if you don't like the flavor of celery, good news, salad dressing. Salad dressing will address any issue you have with flavor.
The problem, though, thank you for your argument.
Yeah, I rest.
The problem with the celery is the flavor, it's so overpowering. And all of a sudden, it's like that's really good salad. Ah, what? It just, I don't like surprise food. I don't like to be I don't like to be shocked or scared.
Local DJ scared of celery.
I am. Here's where I love celery. Give me a Bloody Mary. It's a nice, you can stir it. Right, it fits with
that's
that.
That's a salad.
That's not a salad. That's a Bloody Mary. Give me some chicken wings. Yes. The other issue with celery is it's so stringy. How are you putting it in there? Are you julienning it? Or are you just chopping it up?
Chop it.
But then you're chewing on it. And then we've all had that piece of celery. It's cud. It's like you can't get it done. And then the stories of how long it takes to sit and digest your system, it's just wrong. No. Celery has a place, and I just listed those two places. Wings and Bloody Marys. Or you know what? You want to put some peanut butter in there? I'm game for that.
Ants on a log,
ants
you're okay
on a log,
with.
I'm
okay.
Absolutely okay. But if you are tossing a green salad, get that celery out of there. It does not belong.
Save celery for salad, I say.
You're a yes. I'm a hard no.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Our personal opinions, our personal preferences. It matters what you say, jurors.
Jury in a hurry, you are the deciding votes. Phone lines are open now.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Celery in a lettuce salad. What do you say?
No, celery doesn't go with the greens because you can't get it at a salad bar anyway. So why do you put on your salad?
You can get it at certain salad bars.
The bad ones.
Just bad salad.
Thank you, caller. All right, one for me. It's Jury in a Hurry. The question, celery in lettuce salad. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, juror.
I wonder if she has fond memories of making salad with her mother.
I bet she does. Chef salads. Oh.
Hi, we call it Jury in a Hurry. Help us settle this debate. Does celery belong in a lettuce salad? Yes or no?
No, and get them out of my Chinese food, too.
Oh, whoa. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, you get like a cashew chicken, and all of a sudden, where that celery come from? Yeah. Yeah.
Ew, gross.
You got me fired up now.
You guys are like the members of the celery haters club.
No celery, except for wings and Bloody Marys.
Okay, there are certain exceptions.
Certain exceptions. Let's go back to the phones and see what this caller has to say. Hi, juror, does celery belong in a lettuce salad? Yes or no?
Absolutely it does. It's a green vegetable. It goes with all the other green vegetables.
Yeah, see, they're family. They want to be together.
Hold on, but we're not putting Brussels sprouts in there. We're not putting snap peas in there.
Why not?
Just because it's the same color, that's
yeah,
the rule?
They all go together.
That's not yum, how yum, it works. Yum, yum, yum. Jury in a Hurry, help us to settle this. Does celery belong in a lettuce salad? Yes or no?
I'm going to place a strong no.
A strong no.
Strong.
I'm going to use the pen and I'm going to make a harder tick mark.
Capital N and a capital
O. Because
no.
That's a strong no. But that maintains kind of this back and forth balance that we currently have.
Goodness, back and forth and back and forth.
Clearly, it is anybody's ball game. It is Jury in a Hurry. We need to figure out a winner. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Celery in a lettuce salad. What do you think, caller?
Absolutely. And I wanted to let you know, Eric, if you think celery tastes strong, you're buying it wrong. Mm. You got to smell it. If it smells strong, don't buy it. If you have a very faint scent, then it doesn't have that strong taste.
It's as easy as that, Eric.
Hold on a second. Did you know that, Claire?
I did not, but that is
news. I didn't know you should smell your celery before you buy it. I've never heard that. Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Go for the weak celery, she says.
The end is open for a reason.
Oh, I just thought it's open?
I thought it wanted to breathe.
I did too.
All right, thank you, caller. I've just been educated on celery.
Produce lessons. We got a hard end to the O.
Yes.
And now we have an absolutely yes. I mean, this is anybody's game.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. We are talking celery and lettuce salads. Where do you stand?
Definitely not. When I was a kid, one of my fondest memories of going to Florida was when they had celery in the Snicker salad on a salad bar.
Oh, God.
And that was like one of the worst things I ever ate in my life. Well,
that's not right. That was a mistake.
That's evil.
Definitely not.
No. So just to be safe, get them out of all salads. I like that.
Get rid of it.
I just need one more vote to take the win. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. We're talking celery and salads. Do they go hand in hand? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Oh my
all
goodness.
Right.
Okay.
I eat like a child. The child also eats like a child.
What do you know about that?
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
University of Iowa head women's basketball coach, Jan Jensen.
Yay, coach.
Well, you're sweet. I have my person that helps me with my schedule. She was protecting the schedule. As you know, I'm not always great at seeing some of the texts in a timely way. But then I had a little brief opening, and I knew my people. So I had to call you and say, hey, if you got between the next 13 and 21 and a half minutes, we're in. So here we are.
That's your life.
I have
right
until
now.
The next TV timeout, and then we got to let her go.
There we go.
All right, well, let's talk.
I'm always honored to be on with you guys.
Oh, thank you. Let's talk hoops first. It is the Big Ten women's basketball tournament. You guys are currently still in Iowa City, headed to Indy today. Is that right?
Yep, we're heading to Indy today. We practiced this morning, and then we'll leave early afternoon, and then we'll play the winner of Michigan State in Illinois. So we'll take the whole team to watch them play live for a bit, and then the players will go make sure they get, you know, fed well and rested, and then we'll give it a shot tomorrow.
So what does a practice like this morning, is it kind of just calming any jitters? Or are you just like laser focused?
Good question. Yeah, you're having to prepare for two teams. So that's kind of hard because in this one, you know, I don't even know who would be favored. I guess Michigan State would be there. They're the higher seed, but it's only because one game here or there. I'm telling you,
really
two through, you know, probably 11 is a toss up. The records, a lot of us, you know, a lot of them were tied. So that's the first challenge, is how much do you do Michigan State prep and how much do you do Illinois prep? But you can't do too much prep because you're hopeful that you'll play Friday and then you'll get to play right again on Saturday. And then hopefully if you're in the championship on Sunday. So I won't be going up and down a whole lot. I'll be kind of doing the favorite plays, it seems, of what Michigan State likes to run against us and Illinois likes to run against us. And then just do some half-court stuff of things that I think that we need to shore up. So probably no more than about an hour and a half, and they'll shower, and then we'll hit the flight.
That game coming up, by the way, the Big Ten Network's going to carry that 6:30 Friday night, your number two seed, mm-hmm. Iowa, in the basketball tournament.
Yep.
Do you mind if we go down that road for just a second of our momtiversary earlier this week? So we'll get off of basketball as a specific sport.
Yes, give me the, but I you got to set it up. I don't know if I heard what the momtiversary is. So
you
give
bet.
Me the deets, guys.
Sure.
Give me the deets.
We got a young parents, and they've got a four-year-old. He's just getting into soccer this spring, and he's playing for the first time. And the question was, what do we as parents, what should we expect? How involved should parents get with a young student athlete?
And how old is this first young student athlete?
This
Did you
little
say
guy
age?
Is four.
Four. This is
He's
like
four.
YMCA soccer.
Yeah.
But it opens the door, right? And I think the parents want to kind of know, what are they in for? Because it could go a variety of ways, right?
Well, I think what you do at that age is make sure that you have the juice boxes and the fruit snacks.
Yeah, that's
what
best.
You do as of that age. All you do is in watching all these things unfold, especially in the basketball world, is you want to, someone told me this once, and I thought it was really wise advice. They said, introduce your kids to everything and see what sticks. And so I thought that was a beautiful way of, like, if they're interested, do gymnastics, try soccer, try plays, whatever it is, try the band.
Yeah.
And then just fan their flame and celebrate it all. And try to curb your enthusiasm when they score the first goal, and don't all of a sudden think they're going to be Messi or, you know, Pele or, you know, like, don't put them in like whatever the top school is for soccer at that age. Is just celebrate it. And also, I think a lot of parents have heard this or read this, is you're never really congratulating them or celebrating them on the result. It's always, wow, I loved how you were running so hard. Whoa, I love how hard you worked. Man, I'm so proud of how you help your teammate. And then it kind of takes the onus on for everybody off of the end result. And maybe they were the leading goal kicker, or they were the best on the field. You're trying to get them to celebrate the fact that they tried something new and they were working really hard to do something that was new. And that's not credit all to myself. That's a lot of studying, wanting to not screw up parenting myself, and watching a lot of athletes and their parents as I recruited them and heard the stories of as they were little four-year-olds and what types of relationships my players have had when it went south and they didn't want anything to do with the parent. Mm. when they reconciled with the parent. You know, I got about 36 years of data, people. I got years of data that maybe is not scientific, but
yeah.
Watching those kind of things. And maybe I got too serious for your fun show, but I really believe when they're little, it is about juice boxes and ice cream. And you just kind of see what they're into. But I would definitely curtail the focus and the hard practicing when they're that young.
No, that I will stop and listen to anything you say.
You got me in the feels is the thing. I was like, I think I'm going to tear. That was just a really beautiful way of
It's great
of
life advice.
Yes.
And again, because of everybody who called in, nobody gave us the focus on the effort, not the outcome.
Yeah, we never got that response.
Especially
yeah.
at
Thank
that
you,
age.
Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because that's like, you know, you think about it is, you know, it's always cause and effect when they're learning. You know, think about their little toys when they're, you know, when they hit the right button, it dings, right? You know, those, all those electronic toys. Or Jack, our son and daughter, Janie, had a little basketball hoop when they were little. And whenever the basket went in, this was a hand one. It wasn't one that you're shooting. It's when they were not still crawling. But they could put the ball in, and when they put the ball in the hoop, there was a fake crowd noise. It was rah, right? So every time they learned to do that, they smile because they heard this, you know, and then if there was another thing with it. You could press a button and it was music. Cause effect, you know. So when you like the result, right, all of us, we tend to do that more. But that's where, you know, in my basketball, you know, I have to really guard against that so much in the journey is really where the magic is. And if we only celebrate those great wins, you know, that maybe we upset someone or we win big on someone we should have beaten, but we did it in style. And then we're upset when we maybe win a close one. It's like it's the journey and it's the hard work that our players put in every day that gives us a shot at the end of it to really reflect back and say, hey, man, that was really great. And I think if we can do that when these people are little and celebrate the goal, certainly go out for ice cream when we get a goal, but that they hear more so, wow, I love how hard you worked. Wow, I love, you know, that you were running so fast. Man, you look like you were sweaty. I'm proud of how hard you work. Then they start to hear that it's the process, not so much, oh, man, mom and dad love me when I score. They love me more when I score. When I score, that's when they love me. You know, not that it will go to that, but there's a better chance it won't if we can be excited for the goals, but that excitement is only mirrored by how hard they work. And it's hard to do because, I mean, we all get excited when you play like five games in a month, let's say, or what, four in a month, one every Wednesday. And they never touch the ball, and the one time they do and they kick it, and they get a goal. It's so fun when they're four. Yes, it's so fun. So I'm not saying not to celebrate that, but I just think it's really important. And the data will back that up, you know, if you're looking, you know, if you really study that. And, of course, this is my job as, you know, as a coach and to, you know, I get kids at really different levels. I get people that have had helicopter parents.
Yeah.
I've had people that their parents have trained them. I have people where, you know, parents still want to be involved. And then I have parents that, you know, they were never athletic and their kids just got this and they knew nothing. And so you run the gamut. So over the years, you know, I've wanted to study that and needed to study it to try to be the best coach I could be. But certainly when I became a parent, you know, I felt like I was doing so many things wrong. So you're trying to just, you know, get your knowledge base up.
It feels great, really refreshing hearing that answer from you, because I think that it's really hard not to kind of cheer them on or even push your kids in a direction. I'm sure for you, like, oh, maybe my kids should try basketball.
Yeah, right. Well, and, you know, I think what's so fun with, you know, myself and my spouse is that we have a dancer. Our daughter is a dancer. And so many of my coaching friends, they kind of, when the kids were growing up, and they're like, they're kind of looking at me. They're like, so how are your kids? Blah, blah, blah. What's your oldest son? He likes golf and basketball. And they don't really ask. They didn't ask me about my daughter. They just said, kind of like, well, what position does she play? You know, or kind of lead it. And I said, actually, she's a dancer. And they're like, what? You're a dance mom? you know, kind of. And I was like, well, we're not all like that. That's what I say. We're not like the show.
It's not
all
like
of
the
us.
Show.
No, no. But it's we found what really lit up her eyes, right?
Yeah.
And we were able to be like, hey, that's a beautiful thing. And then I learned in the process how athletic and how hard these dancers work, right? And we have a great studio, National Dance Academy in Coralville. It's just fantastic. We have a lot of good ones. Nolte's good here and many, but we found one that really resonated with her. So it just is, man, when you find their thing, even if you're like the most man cave dad and you got a son that, you know, loves, cross country,
yeah,
right? Cheer him on, because they're the lessons they're going to learn and pushing themselves and overcoming, you know, the adversity to push yourself that last mile, or you don't maybe end up making the varsity. I mean, it's all the lessons that you want your kid to have, to make them prepared for life. So that's what I've learned, and I've loved every second of dance, every second. Although the recitals can be a little long, but when you love your kid, you learn to appreciate all of it.
That's
you know?
Right. Well, we knew you were the person to text and ask when it came to our Momtroversy, and you over-delivered, as you always do.
Well, I probably rambled, you know. We got a fun game to play. That was kind of serious.
No, that's
what
fine.
Okay, very quick.
Here's a fun game. On a green lettuce salad, celery, yes or no?
What do you think?
Oh, yes, because it adds for the diversity, the crunch. It adds a little bit. And can I just start something? Do you guys know Dorothy Lynch salad dressing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, man, that is the most underrated. I'm kind of a Thousand Island gal. But Dorothy Lynch, you know, my friend, she's a big wig in Vegas, and she'll have her parents just every time they come out to visit, Dorothy Lynch must be in the suitcase. Telling you, Dorothy Lynch is just a beautiful thing. I love
throwing
Dorothy
a bag of Sturgings, and that's your Iowa kit going back. Yeah,
yeah, right.
I'm not a Sturgeon
there.
Fan. God bless Sturgeons. They're fine, but they're not. I'm not as big of a. I'm Dorothy Lynch. Team
but
Dorothy Lynch.
All the way.
Team Dorothy
yeah.
Lynch.
So
not
celery on the lettuce with Dorothy Lynch. You can't
right.
go wrong.
That's a vote for Claire.
And that was my
I
point.
Lost that today.
You get a good salad dressing, you can cover up the taste of the celery if you don't like the taste of the celery.
Oh,
there
no.
you go.
Looks like
Eric.
Our time has
there
ended.
You go.
Hey, just because she agrees with me.
All right. That's a dance mom, Dorothy Lynch expert.
There
and
you
also
go,
the
baby.
And
a
women's
proud and
basketball
Hawkeye.
Coach.
Yes.
All right.
Hawkeye.
All right. We're going to cheer you guys on. 6:30, the Hawkeyes in the Big Ten tournament. Go Hawks. Coach Jensen, thanks for joining us on the Morning Scramble.
See you guys. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.